the great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom, I know you have the ear of a Cardinals management. There's a player I think we should go after. His name is Tommy Edman.
Okay.
Tell me
about him.
Wait. He was with the Cardinals.
He was.
And
actually, you know,
he had a great night last night.
He actually credited the Cardinals in his post-game interview with kind of helping him with a lot of different things. One, playing in the postseason. In 2019, he was our best hitter.
Oh, yeah.
He was the Cardinals' best hitter in 2019 in the NLCS against the Dodgers. Against the Nationals, no doubt about it. And the fact that he played multiple positions. So when he came over to the Dodgers and they said, hey, play center field. And, well, I did that with the Cardinals. They transformed me into a center fielder. Hey, play shortstop. Well, I did that too. Anything else you want me to do? So, you know, that is a really good thing. The bad thing, obviously, is seeing another former Cardinal have success. I mean, at this rate, Paul Goldschmidt's going to win the ALCS MVP next year with the Astros or something, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what? There's a couple things here. One is that nobody said at the time, this is a terrible deal. They got to hold on to Edman. Edman was injured, and Edman was not playing in a position where the Cardinals didn't have a spot. Well, first of all, he wasn't playing. He was injured.
Right.
Secondly, Mason Wynn was the shortstop. They had set on center field was going to be grown between Michael Ciani and Victor Scott and Lars Nootbaar. And so they decided the best course of action is let's go get a starter now. And they went and got Eric Fetty. Yeah, Tommy Pham was in the deal too, but they wanted Eric Fetty. They wanted a starter controllable. So I understand that going back. It doesn't make me feel any better, but I get that point of it. Bernie Miklas and Kevin Wheeler brought that up to me when we talked about it last week in our roundtable. So it's frustrating. I mean, you've got Adolis Garcia won an SCS MVP. Randy Arozarena won a CS MVP. There's no doubt that the Cardinals have identified talent. The question is, have they created the right pathways for these people to have great success as Cardinals? Edman would qualify as someone who did both. He had a great success as a Cardinal, and he did it for 5 years. So it is true they can draft and develop players. They did it with Edman. It just turns out he's a heck of a guy. I love the guy. I'm going to be rooting for him. I don't like the Dodgers, but I'll be hoping that he has great success. And that's all I can feel is to be happy for the guy. The Cardinals at this point are going a totally different direction. They are going to concentrate on young players, and they are going to try to grow this development system so that this never happens again. That they grow young stars and that they are able to hang on to those stars and watch them succeed as Cardinals. And in the meantime, if they miss on a position, that's where they'll go sign a free agent and patch it up. It's going to be a tough couple of years if you're expecting success and going on to win a World Series. But, you know, I think in 2 years if they get out of the way and let Heim Bloom do this, they will be an absolute machine because you've got the Tampa Bay Rays brain right. trust in Bloom and the brand and potentially the free agent money that could come from the Cardinals to become what everybody hoped they would be and what they actually used to be. They used to be a beast. So maybe we're paying for all of this, you know, what people used to call Cardinals devil magic, where the Cardinals would just, here's our next big star, here's our next one. And people would be like, where are the Cardinals getting all these people? Who's this guy? And now we're paying for it. We're watching all these people go off and have success on other teams.
Wasn't it the Rays Stadium, Tropicana, that was impacted by
Hurricane Milton? Had its roof torn off,
yeah.
So it's still uncertain where they're going to play, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, our business guy this morning we were talking to, Dom, is a big East Coast guy. So he's anxious to see the Yankees in it again after all these years. I'm like, I don't know if most people in the middle of the country are going to care.
Oh, I think it's great for baseball, actually. And I'll tell you why. The Dodgers and the Yankees are two of the biggest brands in the game. And there are a lot of people who don't pay attention to baseball. Not like us. I mean, we're in St. Louis. So we all pay attention to the baseball and we're into the Cardinals. A lot of people in the country don't watch baseball. And they know who Shohei Ohtani is, though. They know who Aaron Judge is.
For better or for worse, I guess they know who he is.
They know who Aaron Judge is. They know who Juan Soto is. And so these are the best players in the game, and they are now going to be paying attention to baseball. So that's a good thing for baseball, is that two of their biggest brands and their two biggest markets are going head-to-head. It will be an entertaining series.
So I suppose now, at some point, I'm looking to see how much time we have left, we have to talk about, like, Indiana football.
College game day, baby.
I heard that rumor. Drew Young came
There's
in.
There's no
said,
rumor.
You got to mention, because Tom was really fired up about the fact that
it's no rumor.
Game
I mean,
day is
college
coming.
Game day, the biggest show on television, is in Bloomington. And yes, I am going.
When is the last time that happened?
How did they get
2017
picked?
Opener against Ohio State. This is the best Indiana team of my lifetime. They are 7-0.
Yeah.
They have blown out all seven teams they've played. They killed Nebraska on Saturday, 56-7.
I saw that.
Wow.
They
That's
are impressive. The real deal. Now, their quarterback is hurt and out for the game. So Taven Jackson is their backup quarterback. So, you know, it never is easy in this game.
Who are they playing this week?
Washington.
Washington.
Yeah.
Number one, right? No, not number one.
Oregon's number one.
I just thought Oregon's number one for the first time in how long? I mean, wasn't there a big shakeup over the weekend?
Oregon since 2012. Oregon's great. Washington beat, or Georgia beat Texas, so that knocked Texas out of number one, so Georgia's now two.
How do you think Mizzou's going to fare against Alabama?
I think they can be competitive against Alabama. Alabama's defense is not great. I think Missouri with an amazing story over the weekend. I mean, they're going to have to play a lot better overall, but what an incredible story.
Comeback, yeah.
Brady Cook. Gets hurt, first series of the game. This guy's been criticized up and down. Gets hurt, hurts his ankle. People are out tailgating, and this car goes by with a trainer driving it, and Brady Cook's in the car. People are like, did our quarterback just go by? What the heck's going on? They drove Brady Cook to the hospital. The guy sat in the hospital for 2 hours, got an MRI, not knowing what's going on in the game, comes back to the stadium, puts his uniform back on. And goes to the coach, Drinkwitz is like, are you good enough to play? He said, I am playing. They put Brady Cook back in the game. They shot him up with something. And he wins the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they don't know
he got to the hospital.
I didn't know either. I just knew injury to his ankle. But what did they ever determine happened?
Unbelievable drives. And Missouri guts one out and saves the season. And they lost the game to Auburn. They're done.
Yeah.
It's over. Cook drives him 17 plays, 95 yards, runs for first downs on a bum ankle, throws darts to his receiver, and Mizzou wins. It's an incredible story. It's a storybook story for Brady Cook, the St. Louis kid. And so now they go down to Alabama. I think they can give him a game. The problem is Alabama cannot lose another game.
No, they can't.
They've lost two. They just dropped one, and they can't lose another one.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, you're facing a team that is wounded and probably will beat you. But they can give them a game.
Yeah.
They've got to get the ball to Burden, though.
You have fun this weekend, buddy. I'm jealous. That's fantastic.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I can't believe my team is ranked 13th in the country and undefeated.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Good luck.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Tom Ackerman there and rooting for his Hoosiers this weekend to win that game. That's awesome. Good for them.
Yeah, undefeated. I'm not going to lie. When he said that College Game Day was going to Indiana, I'm like, really?
Indiana?
Really? Okay. Well, it sounds like they're having a really great season. I'm not following those teams, you know.
Our friend Lauren is bragging about Illinois, too, because obviously
Illinois
they're
did beat Michigan. Yes, they did. They are having a great
season.
That's
a big deal.
Yep.
That's a big deal for them.
Well, and unfortunately, City SC did not have a great season. And I know we ran out of time with Tom, but I wonder if they're going to be looking to make changes or if they would need to have another consecutive bad season to then feel like they need to do that.
I don't know.
Because there was just a coaching shake. Anyway, I don't know. I don't follow soccer super closely. I'd like to go to a game, a match. Never been. I think it's cool we have it for the city, but it's just not something that I'm super into.
As MLB has proven, it's not always the most expensive roster that wins, although this year it will be, between the Dodgers and the Yankees, that's got to be the two most expensive rosters in Major League Baseball. So maybe it's a matter of City just spending more money, because first year they won, they shocked everybody. They had like the lowest payroll in professional soccer. So
City did?
Yeah.
Well, is it because we're giving away the money for reparations or for low-income families? They each get their $500 a month?
I think the Taylor family just got lucky. They just got caught lightning there, but maybe moving forward they're going to have to spend a little more money on some players. And I don't know much about soccer. I'm just commenting on professional sports in general. It certainly can make a difference. All right, coming up, we're going to talk more about Amendment 2 and Amendment 3 and the voter guide. We'll be right back.